Protection Spells. Protection Spells, a comprehensive guide. What protection spells are, and how can they protect you from evil spell? Protection spells are spiritual and energetic mystical actions designed to protect people from harm caused by negative energies, curses, or malicious intentions of sorcerers. Protection spells can be performed by a spiritual healer who is an expert with extensive knowledge in the worlds of mysticism, magic, and Kabbalah, and in removing and eliminating spells, like Samuel Zohar Yanai, who protects and removes particularly strong spells for over 25 years from people from all over the world, regardless of race, gender, or religious belief, which makes him a versatile person in the field of spiritual and energetic protection. Usually, protection spells are performed in a Kabbalistic ceremony at night in complete seclusion of the healer without the presence of the person in need of protection from harmful spells, a time considered more suitable for connecting with the spirit world and achieving beneficial protection results. The essence of the protection spell lies in the intention behind the performer of the energetic process. The benevolent healer focuses his energy and will to create a barrier against harmful forces and their effect and expel them. This process often involves using specific materials, symbols, and spells to increase the effectiveness of protection spells. In Jewish Kabbalistic traditions, protection against evil spells emphasizes energetic healing and protection, reflecting a deep belief in the power of spiritual and physical protection. Professional healers such as Samuel Zohar Yanai specialize in these practices and provide personal guidance to ensure comprehensive protection against harmful spells. How are protection spells performed using Kabbalah? Protection spells using Kabbalah is a process designed to protect people from negative energies, harmful spells, and curses. These spells can be performed by anyone, regardless of race, gender, or religious belief. However, to achieve the most effective results, the process often requires solitude and a deep connection with the spirit world. The first step, performing protection spells, includes creating a suitable environment. This means finding a quiet and undisturbed place that has been fully purified. The atmosphere should be quiet with no electrical or energetic devices running, allowing you to focus the healer's energy and intentions to perform the ritual. Kabbalistic healers perform these rituals at night because the connection with the spiritual world is focused at this time. The second stage is a combination that the spiritual healer uses with Kabbalistic materials that combine the four elements from nature: earth, wind, fire, and water, through specific Kabbalistic materials for protection from spells. The third stage is the recitation of ciphers and Kabbalistic codes from the Zohar and the Kabbalah, which are intended to activate the energetic action for protection from the malicious forces of harmful spells that have been performed on the affected person. The fourth stage, after eliminating and dispelling the harmful spells and activating the protection against them, the spiritual healer reopens the energy channels that were blocked as a result of the bad spells. Generally, the effectiveness of protection spells depends on the intention and focus of the spiritual healer and their level of knowledge and experience. Each step must be carried out with a clear, strong, and precise intention to protect against negative influences. What are the basic types of protection spells? Protection spells are varied and used for distinct purposes. Each one is designed to protect people from negative energy and harm from spells or curses that have been cast on them. Understanding the distinct types of spells helps the spiritual healer choose the protection spell that suits the specific needs of the person who needs protection from evil spells. Here, we will discuss some of the most fundamental types of protection spells. Protection spells against black magic. Powerful black magic protection spells are designed to protect you from harmful energies and malicious intentions associated with black magic. These primary spells are essential for anyone who feels targeted by such negative forces. The effectiveness of these basic spells depends largely on the intention behind them and the expertise of the spiritual healer. Samuel Zohar Yanai, an international expert in this field, emphasizes that these spells require a personalized and goal-oriented process to ensure complete protection and eliminate negative effects. Techniques used to protect against black magic include unique rituals that are specifically aimed at removing black magic while performing defenses against the spells, combined with whispering specific protection spells aimed at expelling harmful energies. Protection spells against witches, witch doctors, and sorcerers. Protection spells against witches, witch doctors, and sorcerers who do negative energetic actions toward a person are widespread. The person or the healer who needs to perform the protection spells against the attacks of witches and sorcerers must have a wealthy knowledge to expel the spells that are performed by them and create a very powerful defensive array and strategy of protection spells for the attacked person to reach a desired result. Protection spells against love spells. A love spell is an energetically intentional act of evil to manipulate the emotional state of the person cast on. The energetic action of these primary spells causes an uncontrollable, powerful mental and physical attraction, and even an obsession with the person who ordered the love spell, and can sometimes cause very negative emotional and mental states. The important step that we must take if we want to get rid of a love spell is to establish a shielding array of forceful protection spells against the love spell. Protection spells against binding spells. A binding spell is one of the most powerful of the basic spells that aims to limit and block one's general ability energetically and physically. Unlike the spiritual healing process, which must include positive intentions, such as healing or protection, binding spells are done with malicious intent to stop a person or entangle them with hidden obstacles. A curse is in and of itself a spiritual contract. A blessing is a contract binding good, whereas a curse binds evil. These pivotal spells are very harmful and affect not only the physical aspects of a person but also his economic and family situation. The effects can be hidden or visible, manifested in unexplained blockages, or repeated negative patterns for no obvious reason. Kabbalistic mystical traditions, rich in wisdom and ciphers and codes, offer unique methods of spells for optimal protection against binding witchcraft. Understanding the nature of a binding spell is the first step in removing it, emphasizing powerful defenses against a binding spell. Protection spells against curses. Curse protection spells are designed to protect people against curses, which were maliciously cast to cause harm or disaster. These principal defensive spells include rituals that purify the person affected by negative energies and prevent future curses from taking an energetic hold on the attacked person. The key to a curse protection spell is the ability of the spiritual healer to identify the type of curse and effectively neutralize its effects through precise magical actions and ceremonies. Protection spells for home and family. Protection spells for the home, family, or others are also the most common and basic type. Most people want to protect a close family member or loved one to stop the suffering and torment that that person goes through. Not always the same person knows or is aware that a family member, an acquaintance, or a loved one turns to a healer to protect him or to expel and remove the bad spells that were cast on him. Protection spells against voodoo curse spell. There are many voodoo rituals for casting spells and curses. Usually group or individual voodoo ceremonies. Protection spells against the curse of India are especially necessary because of the great harm that can be caused to a person as a result of such a powerful spell placed on a person. Indian spells are known for the brutal damage they create. Throughout history, many people have needed particularly strong protection spells to get rid of the India spell scot-free. Protection spells against the evil eye. The evil eye is a negative energy that causes harm through negative looks or thoughts. Protection spells against the evil eye are designed to protect against this type of harm. Protection spells often involve wearing protective amulets, such as the blue eye amulet, or the hamsa, which are believed to ward off negative energies. Yanai's approach includes the use of traditional Jewish Kabbalistic methods, which focus on energetic protection to ward off the evil eye. Protection spells are fundamental and an integral part of many cultural and religious traditions, each offering unique methods of protection against various forms of negative energy. Whether you're seeking protection from black magic, curses, or the evil eye, understanding the basic and common types of protection spells can help you find the right approach to ensuring your well-being. For comprehensive protection, it is recommended to consult an expert like Samuel Zohar Yanai, who can provide personal guidance and effective solutions tailored to your specific needs. How do different cultures treat protection spells? Protection spells have been part of human history for centuries, and their practices vary widely between different cultures and religions. Each tradition brings unique elements, reflecting a variety of beliefs and practices used to protect against negative energies and witchcraft. Jewish traditions. In Jewish culture, protection against strong spells and witchcraft is deeply rooted in Kabbalistic traditions. This approach focuses on energetic protection and healing using amulets and carrying protective emblems, such as David's shield, are common. Prayers such as Shema Yisrael are said for protection, and talismans are used to protect against the evil eye. Christian customs. Christianity also has a rich tradition of protection customs. Prayers to saints, especially Archangel Michael, are usually used to ask for protection from evil forces. Holy water and crosses are used as physical symbols of energetic protection. The use of these items is considered to create an energy barrier against negative energies and evil spells. Islamic practices. In Islam, protective spells include reciting certain verses from the Quran, such as Surat al-Falaq and Surat al-Nas, which are considered protective against witchcraft and evil spirits. These customs emphasize the power of words in creating a shield against negative influences. Modern pagan Viking traditions. Modern pagan religions, such as Wicca, a neo-pagan witchcraft religion, incorporate protection spells as part of their ritual practices. These spells sometimes include invoking the gods, using medicinal herbs, and creating amulets. The pentagram, a five-pointed star, is used as a symbol of protection in these ceremonies. Folk customs and shamanism. In many tribal and folk cultures, shamans and traditional healers play a crucial role in protecting the community from evil spirits, spells, and curses. They use rituals, herbs, and invocations to cleanse people and spaces of negative energies. These customs are passed down from generation to generation and assimilated into the cultural fabric. Secular attitudes. Even those without a religious background seek protection through amulets and lucky charms. In all cultures, the common thread in protection spells is the intention to create a barrier against harm, using a combination of spiritual, physical, and symbolic actions to achieve this goal. Why are protection spells essential with professional help? Professional help is critical in removing particularly strong spells due to the complexity and potential risks involved. Removing harmful spells, such as black magic, curses, voodoo, and evil spells, requires a broad understanding of diverse mystical teachings and a high level of expertise. Experts like Samuel Zohar Yanai, who specialize in these fields, provide customized processes that guarantee the effectiveness of removing spells and creating optimal protection spells for a person from repeated attacks. The main reason why professional guidance is essential is the need for a personalized approach. Each type of spell is unique, and a professional can assess the specific circumstances and adjust the removal process accordingly. This ensures that the spells are not only nullified but also that the protection is efficient and effective. Furthermore, dealing with harmful spells often involves complex rituals and the use of specific materials and ceremonies. Kabbalistic healers have the knowledge and experience to perform these rituals correctly while minimizing any harm. They also provide lengthy ongoing support and monitoring, which is critical to maintaining protection against future attacks. Protection spells are essential tools for defense against negative energies and harmful influences. Not every person can perform them, and they are required according to personal needs, with the common types including protection against black magic, protection against curses, and protection spells against the evil eye. The practice of protection spells emphasizes the importance of correct intention and execution. Consultation with a specialist like Samuel Zohar Yanai guarantees effective and comprehensive protection, utilizing his extensive experience and knowledge in spiritual energy healing and Kabbalistic methods. This holistic approach provides strong and long-lasting protection against negative energetic forces. To schedule an appointment, contact us by email or WhatsApp or call now.